Chapter 32. Simpson brought Kevin Feeney in with his mother and father. When they were seated in Jesse's office, Simpson left and closed the door behind him. Kevin's face was pale, and he swallowed often. His freckles stood out starkly. "Kevin says he doesn't know why you arrested him," Kevin's father said. He was a smallish man with thinning red hair and a somewhat unsuccessful mustache. Mrs. Feeney had long gray hair. Her flowered dress was large and shapeless. "Actually," Jesse said, "we haven't arrested him. We have asked him to come in and answer some questions." "About what?" Mr. Feeney said. His voice cracked a little. Jesse took a copy of one of the photographs from a folder and slid it across the desk. Candace's face had been blacked out. Mr. and Mrs. Feeney looked at the picture. Kevin did not. Mrs. Feeney said, "Oh, my God. Kevin, is that you?" Mr. Feeney continued to stare at the picture. Jesse waited quietly. After a time, Mr. Feeney said, "Who's the girl?" Jesse didn't say anything. Mrs. Feeney said, "Kevin?" Kevin looked at the floor. "Kevin," Mrs. Feeney said, "who is that girl?" Kevin kept looking at the floor. He shook his head. Mrs. Feeney looked at Jesse. "Who is she? Why is her face blacked out?" "No reason to humiliate her more than necessary," Jesse said. "But how can we help if we don't know who she is?" "Kevin probably knows," Jesse said. "God damn it, Kevin," Mr. Feeney said. "Who is she? What's going on?" Kevin huddled up tighter into himself and stared harder at the floor. Both parents looked at Jesse. "What's going to happen?" Mrs. Feeney said to Jesse. "He's not a criminal, you know." "We have a picture of him forcibly restraining a naked young woman who was crying," Jesse said. "There's probably a crime in there someplace." "How can you tell she's crying?" Mrs. Feeney said. "I've seen the full picture," Jesse said, "face and all." "I don't know what to do," Mr. Feeney said. "Should I get a lawyer?" "You won't need one until we arrest him," Jesse said. "Arrest?" Mrs. Feeney said. "How can you arrest him? He's a child, for God's sake." Jesse got up and walked around his desk and sat on a corner of it in front of Kevin. "Who took the picture?" Jesse said. Kevin stared at the floor. "Did you rape this girl?" Jesse said. Without raising his eyes, Kevin said, "I didn't do nothing." Jesse let out an audible breath. "This isn't skipping school, Kevin, or smoking a joint," he said. "This is jail time." "Oh, my God," Mrs. Feeney said. "Oh, my God." "I say there are three of you," Jesse said. "You are holding her hands, somebody else taking the picture, and a third party off camera holding her feet." "I didn't do nothing." "Do you know Bo Marino?" Jesse said. Kevin nodded. He looked as if he might collapse in his chair. "Did he take these pictures?" "I don't know." "We found them in his possession." "I don't know." "Was someone holding her feet?" "I don't know." "Who was holding her feet?" Kevin began to cry. "I don't know," he said. "I don't know anything." "Don't yell at him," Mrs. Feeney said. "Leave him alone." Jesse nodded slowly. "Okay," he said. "Kevin Feeney, you are under arrest for sexual assault." "No," Mr. Feeney said. "You have the right to remain silent," Jesse said. "Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law." "Wait a minute," Mr. Feeney said. "Wait. You have the right to an attorney to assist you prior to questioning and to be with you during questioning if you so desire." "Don't arrest him," Mrs. Feeney said. "There must be something we can work out," Mr. Feeney said. "If you cannot afford an attorney, you have the right to have one appointed for you prior to questioning." "I don't know a lawyer," Mr. Feeney said. "One will be appointed," Jesse said. "Do you understand these rights, Kevin?" Kevin was crying noisily. "Am I going to jail?" he said. "At least until a judge sets bail," Jesse said. "Mom," Kevin said. "Oh, God, Kevin," she said. "If he tells you," Mr. Feeney said, "I might not arrest him." "Tell him, Kevin. I can't rat out my friends." "You want to go to jail?" Mr. Feeney said. "Tell him, for Christ's sake. They'll be pissed at me," Kevin said. He was able to speak briefly between sobs. Jesse picked up the phone. "Molly, you or Suit, come back here." Almost at once, Simpson opened the door. "Take Kevin down to a cell and lock him up," Jesse said. "Then call the public defender's office, tell him the kid needs a lawyer." Simpson put a hand under Kevin's arm. He said, "Come on, kid." Kevin was crying loudly. Mrs. Feeney was crying just as loudly. Kevin's father stood and leaned over his son. "Was it Bo Marino?" he shouted at him. "Yes," Kevin said. Simpson paused and looked at Jesse. Jesse made a wait-a-minute gesture. "Who else?" his father shouted at him. "Troy." "Troy Blake?" "Yes." "Maybe you'll sleep at home tonight," Jesse said. Chapter 33. Kevin had stopped crying. He was drinking a Coke. Jesse said, "Who's the girl, Kevin?" "Candy Pennington," Kevin said. "You'd have found out anyway." "What happened?" Jesse said. Kevin looked at his mother. No one said anything. "It was Bo, really," Kevin said. "Me and Troy just went along." Jesse nodded and waited. Kevin looked around. No one said anything. "She was such a friggin' brown nose." "Kevin," his mother said. He didn't look at her. "Well, she was," he said. "She was always sucking up to the teachers, always acting like she was better than anyone else." Jesse waited. Kevin drank his Coke and didn't say anything more. The room was still. "So you thought you'd take her down a peg," Jesse said. "Yeah, exactly. Bo said we should take her out in the woods and pull her pants down." "Oh, Kevin," his mother said. "Embarrass her, you know. Maybe take a picture of her." Mr. Feeney had his head tilted back against his chair. His eyes were closed. "My God, Kevin," Mrs. Feeney said. "You're not helping, Mrs. Feeney," Jesse said. "Let him tell his story." Mrs. Feeney clenched her hands together and pressed them against her mouth. Kevin wouldn't look at her. "Bo told her a bunch of us were hanging out there, partying, you know, and she goes out there with us, and we, did it." "What was it?" Jesse said. Mrs. Feeney made a little moaning sound into her clenched hands. "You know, had sex. I mean, we wasn't going to. We was going to just, like, look at her. But then Bo said, we'd gone this far, and what the hell, and he got on top of her. And had sex with her." "Yeah." "And you?" "Yeah. I went second." Mrs. Feeney moaned again. She was rocking slowly in her chair. Mr. Feeney neither moved nor opened his eyes. "And Tim Blake?" Jesse said. "He went after me." "He had sex with her?" "Yes." "How did she feel about this?" Jesse said. Kevin shrugged. "I don't know," he said. "How did she act?" Jesse said. "She was crying," Kevin said. "When Bo did it, she tried to push him off, but she couldn't." "Did she say no?" "I guess so. She was yelling help and stuff." "And with you?" Jesse said. "She just laid there," Kevin said. "Was she still crying?" "Yes, but that's all. It was like she decided to go along with it." "Does she have any other options?" Jesse said. "I don't know." "So then what happened?" "Troy did her. Then we held her down while Bo took her picture. Bo told her if she said anything, we'd show everybody in the school the pictures." Mrs. Feeney continued to moan and rock. Mr. Feeney continued to sit immobile with his head back and his eyes closed. "I'm really sorry," Kevin said. "Mom, I am. I'm sorry." "I tried," Mrs. Feeney said into her clenched hands. "I tried, and I tried to teach you to respect women, didn't I? Didn't I drum that into you since you were little? To disrespect one woman is to disrespect us all. In shaming that poor girl, you shame me." Mr. Feeney opened his eyes, and without lifting it, he turned his head toward his wife. "You know, Myra," he said, "this is really much more about Kevin and that poor girl than it is about you." "Oh, God," Mrs. Feeney said, and pressed her hands to her face again and began to cry. Jesse reached over and shut off the tape recorder. "I'm going to have that transcribed," Jesse said. "Then I will ask you to sign it." "Okay." "Mr. Feeney, you'll need to sign it too, I think, since Kevin is not of age." Feeney nodded. If he testifies against the other boys, Mr. Feeney said, can he get a break? When you have a lawyer, Jesse said, your lawyer and the DA can negotiate that. Will you put in a word for him? Yes. He's never been in trouble before, Mrs. Feeney said. And now he is, Jesse said. But he won't have to go to jail. Mrs. Feeney, Jesse said, he participated in the gang rape of a 16-year-old girl. He'll have to answer for that. Oh, my God, she said and cried harder.